A lot can change in just a short amount of time. As we change the decade, you may have thought about where you were 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was unmarried, didn't have a son, didn't live in Wisconsin, didn't own a house. I was still in college. I had only seen Tom Brady win 3 Super Bowls instead of 6. I had never heard of classical education. I didn't want to be a teacher. I had never read Augustine, and I hated Jane Austen. And if we were to think about all the people in this room, probably about half of you weren't even born yet 10 years ago. And that just goes to show that a lot can change in just a short amount of time, in only 10 years. And when we think about how the years pass, we can either be active in our lives, in what we're doing and what we're aiming towards, or we can be passive and watch them pass us by as the years keep going by, and then we wake up 10 years down the road and we don't know how we got there. If we want to be wise, we want to think about what we're doing with our lives. How are we behaving right now so that we are where God would have us to be 10 years down the road? As we consider the vice of sloth, Proverbs, again, the book of the Bible that we're considering over the course of the year, has 2 very large passages about sloth and about avoiding laziness. And these passages are Proverbs 6, 6 through 11, and Proverbs 26. So I'm going to read those to you and then say a couple things about sloth and how we can grow in wisdom and fight this habit of laziness. Proverbs 6 says, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber and want like an armed man." And then Proverbs 26, the sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road. There's a lion in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than 7 men who can answer sensibly." So as we read those 2 passages from Proverbs, and we think about the characteristics of the sluggard, or the slothful man, or the lazy man, a couple things come out. First of all, he needs laws. He needs masters. He needs officers and rulers. He needs someone watching over him to make sure he does what he's supposed to do. He doesn't plan for the future. Suddenly things happen to him without him knowing how they happened. He procrastinates until the crisis comes. So maybe in college when the paper's due, this is procrastinating until the paper's due the next day, and then you have the crisis of staying up all night trying to finish your work. That's the characteristic of the sluggard. He has no escape when crisis comes. It's a robber, an armed man. He has no way of getting out of the situation because he's procrastinated. He makes excuses. He gives reasons why he can't. There's a lion in the road. I need a little more time to sleep. It's too hard. He puts his wants above his needs, and he thinks he's wise. He thinks he's doing well. He's not wasting his time. So if we're to grow in wisdom, essentially we should learn from these passages and strive to do the opposite of what's characteristic of the sluggard. So the diligent, or the industrious, or the hardworking, or the faithful student, or man, or woman, would be free. Doesn't need someone to tell them, this is the work you have to do, and you have to do it by this day. They plan for the future. They look ahead. They take those lesson plans that come out each week, and they're planning. What do I need to do this week to make sure I finish all of my work, my assignments? What projects do I have, and what do I need to do today so that I can finish them on time? I plan ahead, breaks tasks into smaller chunks. If there's a large project, what are the steps I would have to do before I can finish it, and what should I do today? If something needs to be done, the industrious student will do it right away. They won't put off until tomorrow what can be done today. They won't put off until later what can be done right now. Might save you some sleep and some rest in the long run. The industrious student doesn't make excuses, doesn't make reasons why they can't work now and do what needs to be done. And the industrious student puts needs before wants. What must be done is finished, is completed, before what you would like to do. puts needs before wants. And so as we consider how the law can lead us to maturity, we need to start practicing wisdom now. Remember, a lot can change in just a few years, yet the kind of person you will be 10 years down the road is affected by what you're doing right now. What are the habits that you're practicing? What are the disciplines that you're learning? How do you treat your lesson plans and your quizzes and your assignments that you have right now? That's going to affect who you are 10 years down the road. So don't let things happen to you, but plan ahead, because the next few years are going to go by fast. And the kind of person you will be depends on what you're doing right now.